So the shorter catechism question for this week is, what is required in the fifth commandment? And the answer is, the fifth commandment requireth the preserving the honor and performing the duties belonging to every one in their several places and relations as superiors, inferiors, or equals. And in our first lesson about that, we were thinking about why honor and duty go together, and how this belongs even to the nature of the way we love and obey God, that we don't merely have a duty of obedience to God, but that it comes out of a right response to His worth, which is what honor is. It's a right response to worth. It's very closely related to love, if love is conceived of correctly. And what we noticed in the commandment and in the catechism's good summary of what the commandment requires is that there is honor that is due to everyone, regardless of what place we are in and what place they are in. And there is duty that is owed to everyone, not just the duty of proper submission to authority when we're under it, but the duty of proper exercise of authority when we are in it. And so we thought about that for a while. But in our second lesson, I want to zero in on what this means for how you obey your parents, Sophia. And the reason I single you out is because you are the least practiced in obeying mom and dad, because you've been alive for the least amount of time. And so you have not heard right away, all the way, and cheerfully, nearly as much as the other children have. But that is a direct, when we say right away, all the way, and cheerfully, it's a direct consequence of or desire to fulfill the command, which is not just children, obey your parents in the Lord, which is a Bible command in Ephesians chapter 6, but even the apostle there goes on to explain that he is making application of honor your father and your mother. And the in the Lord part actually helps us with the honor part. Because honor your father and your mother doesn't just mean do what your mom and dad say. It means that you do it with a cheerful heart. It means that you do it immediately. You don't delay doing it as if it's optional or unimportant. But you do your obedience right away, and you don't stop. You don't do partial obedience. That isn't an honoring way to obey. You obey all the way. And we can add other ones every time, so that you don't say, well, I have been obeying for a while. I've obeyed a number of times now, but I'm kind of tired of it. I'm going to take this command of mom off. I'm a pretty obedient girl. I don't have to obey this time. No. Obedience that comes from honoring obeys right away, all the way, cheerfully, every time, even when mom's not looking. If it's an honoring way of obedience, you're not just obeying in order to not get in trouble or to be thought of as obedient. You're obeying because you're recognizing in your heart that God gave you your mommy and made her the mommy. Your heart wants to obey before the face of God, not just before the face of your mom. And then as well as possible, which is an upgrade from the one that we used to say, quickly. Not right away, not just right away to begin, but doing it quickly. Although quickly isn't always as well as possible. So as well as possible is an upgrade of that, that you want to obey as excellently as possible. So when God says honor your father and your mother, he's not just saying that you have to obey mommy. He's talking about the way that you obey mommy. Right away, all the way, cheerfully, which is sometimes you be given a commandment, and if you don't immediately do it cheerfully, mom or dad might say, nope, cheerfully. If you don't get the message, you say, oh, no, show me your face. Is that what cheerful looks like? That's not cheerful enough. That doesn't look like what cheerful looks like. And we get you to work on even just smiling. And there's this amazing thing where forcing yourself outwardly to have the discipline of presenting cheerfulness actually helps you inwardly. Many a sour child in our house has actually been made cheerful by God's blessing on the practice of having to try to be cheerful. And even not even try to make a cheerful face while indulging a sour heart, which is a very, very difficult thing to do. And in God's mercy, he didn't permit them to be able to do it. So, the fifth commandment requires you to preserve the honor of your mom or your dad, even as you obey what mom and dad command. And this is a help to you because, like we said, the tying of the honoring and the duty together is something that goes back to how we are to obey God. And one of the first places that you learn to tie honor and duty together is in how you obey your mom and dad. And God blesses that to children who learn to obey and honor their parents, so that as he works graciously in them and brings them to faith, and they learn to want to obey God, they already have established in their hearts that external pattern of combining honoring and and obeying. And so we are praying to God, not exactly in the same child words that we used to, but a lot of what we pray to God about our obedience to him is, Lord, help me not just to obey you. Help me to obey right away. Lord, I am in danger of growing weary in well-doing. Help me to obey all the way. Help me to obey every time. Lord, I have a grumbling heart. I have a lazy heart. I don't feel like obeying today. Help me not just to obey, but to obey cheerfully. Help me to remember that you are always looking, that I will obey as one who is before your face. And all of these things that we desire by God's grace, the desire itself comes from God's grace, of course. All these things that we desire by God's grace, that he would help us in the manner of our obedience towards him, are things that some of our first lessons in that sort of obedience he gave us by means of a daddy and a mommy. That from our birth, that was, even from before our birth, that was the primary set of relationships that he had given us. And what a mercy it is from God that he gives it to us and gives us that opportunity to learn the connection of honoring and obedience. And how dreadful it would be, not even so much if you had missed the opportunity, it would be dreadful for you, but if your daddy and your mommy practiced some form of child training that didn't bring those two things together under God, with his discipline and his instruction, presenting who he is and what he has done in the gospel, so that you learn to say, Lord, you don't just tell me to obey my parents. You tell me to obey my parents in the Lord Jesus. Please give me the sort of obedience for mom and dad that comes from Jesus. The right away and all the way and cheerfully and all those other parts. Help me to honor my father and my mother the way Jesus honored his. And so the Lord blessing it to you. And helping your mom and dad, they will also give you not just discipline and instruction, but the discipline of the Lord and the instruction of the Lord. And we start to see how the Lord is both the dad's and mom's helper and the children's helper, because he is the one who has tied the honoring and the obeying together.